Amen. Well, let's go to His Word, this living Christ. Let's go to His Word. Turn with me to Lamentations. And let's go through our Scripture surfing together. If you're new here, if you open your worship bulletin, you'll see something inside there called Scripture Surfing. Well, those are your verses. That's so you can be in God's Word, meeting with Him throughout all next week. Monday, you can go and get before the Lord and find that time and place alone with Him and have your journal and your pen ready, and you write down whatever He's speaking to your heart, and you pray with an open heart, and you just watch what God does. That's what the Monday through Saturday is, and you're reading the Bible through as you do that. Well, let's just surf through. Let's just have a few readings from this past week of what you've read in Lamentations. Turn to chapter 1. Let's look at Lamentations chapter 1. And if you're new at this, there's a Bible beside you in the chair there. Just pull that out, and then you open your Bible right about the middle, and then turn to the right a little bit. You'll see Jeremiah, and turn a little bit further. You'll see Lamentations. And in Lamentations chapter 1, look at verse 5a. Her foes have become her masters. Her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. You probably have some foes in your life, and they can become your masters. Some sins, they can become your master. Turn away. Use His strength. Turn to the Lord. In chapter 2, look at verse 19, A and B. Arise, cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your children. Cry out to the Lord. The Lord prayed with great cries. Pray to Him. Call out to Him. Then look at chapter 3. Look at verse 40. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. That's a great call for every one of us daily. We need to examine our way and return to the Lord. Then turn over to Luke with me. That's going to be in your New Testament. If you're new at this, that's the last third of the Bible. You'll see Matthew, Mark, Luke. Turn to Luke chapter 8. Look at verse 16. Luke chapter 8. Jesus said this, "No one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light." You know, if you have Christ already, this Christ that they're presenting to those who receive these shoeboxes, if you've already got Him, if He's already in you, He's saying, let His light shine. Let it, put it up on a stand. Don't ever cover it up or hide it with certain people. Look at chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Listen to what Jesus said. Then He said to them all, "If anyone would come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for Me will save all for Him." You ready to follow Him? You ready to be His disciple? It's all for Him. Lose your life for Him. Give it all to Him. Be His disciple. Then turn back to Psalm. If you want to, I'm just going to read in Psalm 128. Turn back to Psalm 128. And that's in the middle of your Bible. Turn to the left a little bit. You'll see the Psalms. Psalm 128. I already read verse 1. Look at verse 4. There's actually a little sandwich in this Psalm here. Of verse 1 and verse 4, they pretty much the same thing. They pretty much say the same thing, and then everything in between is just the blessings that you'll receive if you'll do this. Let me read one again. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. And then there's all these blessings. These are the things that will happen to you. And then in verse 4, thus is the man who fears the Lord. Those are the blessings you will receive. And then in Psalm 129, look at verses 3 and 4. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. I've seen the Lord cut me free from some cords in my life, and I know you have too, and that's what He's in the business of doing, and He's still working on me. He's cutting cords all the time. Well, let's turn to Matthew chapter 25, and let's dive down a little bit into the Scripture. Matthew 25. All for you, my talents. Like Peggy mentioned earlier, Jesus has given all for you. And now, do you have that declaration in your heart? Would you look back at Him now, and would you say, all for you, Jesus? Just like that verse I just read, I want to be yours. I want to be your disciple. I want to lay it all on the line. I want to say I'm yours. Are you there yet? Are you at that point? Last week we looked at our time. All for you, Lord. Here's my time. Let's look at our talents some. All for you, Lord. But it goes beyond our talents. This passage of Scripture here in Matthew 25. that we're going to look at, the last third of your Bible, Matthew 25. We're going to look at verses 14 through 30. You know, there's a lot of veterans that just stood up here today that have served our country. And I bet a number of these veterans here today, I bet a number of them received a call from the Lord as well, saying, give all to me, give all to me. And I know there are many veterans who say that to the Lord before, probably before they go on the battlefield. All for you, Lord. My life is yours. And then they say it for their country too. And they say, all for you, United States of America. And they head out to that battlefield. Can you say that about the Lord? Can you say, Lord Jesus, you've given all for me. And I want to say, all for you. All for you, Jesus. But what we're about to look at here in this passage of Scripture, it's not just about taking everything that you have and everything that you are and saying, it's all for you, Lord. Everything I have, everything that I am, I'm going to give it to you. No, what we actually discover here in Matthew chapter 25 is that it's all actually His anyway. It's not even actually mine to give. It's not even actually yours to give. You didn't create that body that you're dwelling in, that you're existing in. You had nothing to do with that body, that hair color, that eye color, where you would live, what period of time you would be ordained to live in. We find in Matthew 25 that it's all actually His anyway. Look at it with me. Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Jesus is telling a parable here. He's telling a story, a heavenly truth. He's using an earthly story to relay a heavenly truth. And in Matthew 25, he's basically saying, you know, we're all just servants. God owns everything, including you. It's all His. It's all His property. Your time, your talents, your treasures, your abilities, your wife, your children, your relationships, your possessions, your car, your house, your... It's all actually His property. And what we learn in Matthew 25 is you're just a steward, you're a servant. And He has entrusted all of these things to you for a time. And you don't know how long that time is. He does. And in a sense, He's entrusted all these things to you and said, now manage these things, and I'll check back with you after a while. And there'll come a time where you will give an account to how you managed all His stuff. All that you are, all that you have, it's not yours, it's His. And you're going to have to give an account one day of how you managed it all. And that's what we're looking at here. Look at what Jesus says in verse 14. Jesus says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God has entrusted you with some of his property. God has entrusted you with some of his property. We see that in verses 14 and 15. He has entrusted you with the very body that you live in. That is not yours. You didn't make it. He did. He's given you that body. He's entrusted that to you. He's given you life. He's given you that body. He's given you a certain amount of time. As far as you know, you have today. He's given you some time. And he's given you some talents and some abilities. And they're not yours either. Those are his. He's just chosen some. He's entrusted you with some of his property, some of his time, some of his talents, and some of his treasures, some of his resources. But it's all his. But God has entrusted some of his property to you. Now, the period of time that this has been entrusted to you is unknown to you. But in the end, at the end of your period of time, you will give an account to how you've managed his property that he's entrusted to you. Now, that time period that he's entrusted you with these things, Jesus illustrates it by he went on a journey and then he'll come back at some time. Well, there's two ways it's going to happen for you before you give that account for managing his property. There's two ways it's going to happen. One of two ways. Either Jesus is going to come back while you're here on the earth, and that could happen. It's imminent. And kids, that means at any second it could happen. It's ready. The time is now. Nothing else has to happen. Jesus could come back at any time. And when he comes back, that's it. If you're a believer, the time is over. He's taking you with him. And so your time could end and you could give that account if Jesus comes back at any moment. Or it could end in death for you. You have no idea when that's coming. Could be right after this service in a car accident. I don't know when it is for you. Your heart could stop. I don't know when it is for you. And you young people, really, kids, you really need to think about this. Sometimes as a kid, you just feel like, well, I'm going to live forever. One day I'm going to be an old man and I'll have some grandkids. No, you're not promised tomorrow, kids. This time will end and you will give an account for how you've managed God's property. God has entrusted you with some of his property. And so the question I have, and I want to, we've created a fantastic tool. Joan and Lance and Andy and I have come together and we've created a great tool to help you with how you're managing everything. It's in the Friendly Fellowship this week. So if you're a member here, you already got it. And so there it is right there on the front page. Take heed to that. And if you don't have one, you can grab one of these tools to help you out with how you're managing everything. You can grab it on your way out there on the table in the foyer. Just grab you a Friendly Fellowship. Or if you're a guest here, you raised your hand, you got one. But it's right there on the front. This will help you to manage the property God's entrusted to you. It says, all for you, Romans 12:1. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that all that I am and all that I have is truly yours. You have simply trusted me with a certain amount of your time, talent, and treasures. by the power of your Spirit, help me to be a wise manager or steward of all that you have entrusted to me, investing it for your kingdom and glory, that it may produce fruit for you. Like the one with the five and the two, what do? They produce fruit. That it may produce fruit for you. Therefore, out of my love and obedience to you, I have prayerfully sought your will in these areas and am committing to you in 2013 through Highland Avenue Baptist Church, and then there's three boxes that you can check. I'm committing my time to use as you desire, my talents to serve you through the ministries of Highland Avenue Baptist Church, my treasures to give my tithe and offerings to support your work through Highland Avenue Baptist Church. And then you can pray about this. That's the goal. Pray about it. Ask God, what do you want you to do with it? And then after you've prayed about it, you do what He tells you to do. And there's a place you can print your name and you can sign it. And then next week, we're going to open up the altar at the end of the service. And you can come and you can give your offering. Whatever you offer to the Lord in your commitment, you can give that to Him. You can cut this off and you can drop it in these baskets as a sign of your spiritual act of worship, giving Him all that you are. So pray about that. Be praying about that this week. God has entrusted some of His property to you. The next question is, what are you doing with it? How are you doing? What are you doing with it? You see, in verse 16... here's what this first man did with it. The man who had received the five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more. And that word talent there, talents were given to these guys. Now, it used to be used for weight. It was about 75 pounds was a talent. And then later on, it was used as a unit of coinage, so money. And now today, what do we use it as? Ability, gifts. Okay, but you look at it as all that God has entrusted to you. All that you have, all that you are. You see, this man, he went at once. As soon as it was entrusted to him and he realized it, he went at once and he put his money to work. He put God's property to work. And he said, I'm going to use this. He said to himself, I'm going to use this to gain more. For God. It's just like a man with an apple cart. It's just like a man who had a few apples and that's all he had. And he said, well, I'm going to sell these. And so he sold them. Somebody had given them to him, this basket of apples, and he had three. And he said, I'm going to sell them for 25 cents a piece. And so he sold them for 25 cents a piece. And then he had 75 cents that he didn't have before. He had profit. He had gain. And so he went and he bought some more. And so now he had about 12 and he sold those. Then he had more profit. And then pretty soon he had to get a cart. And then after that, the gain was so much he had to get a truck. And then pretty soon he had to start making some deliveries. And then after that, he had to hire some 18-wheeler rigs to make some deliveries. And then he had to get some ships and he had to start shipping them out to different places. You see the point. He took what he had and He produced. He used it. He increased it. That's what this man did. He said, I'm going to take what God has entrusted me, what the Master has entrusted to me, and I'm going to use it to gain more. And as we know, in the end, that's God's goal. That's what He wants for you. He's entrusted you with some of His property. What are you doing with it? Have you been like this man? And perhaps today you'll be like this man and you'll say, well, from now on I'm going at once and I'm going to put all this to work for the Lord. I'm going to start gaining for Him. Some of God's property has been entrusted to you. This body, this time that's His, these talents and these abilities, these treasures. You have a choice. You can gain twice as much. You can produce with all that the Lord has entrusted to you, or you can do what the gentleman did in Verse 18, but the man who had received the one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. You can just let it sit if you want. Everything that you are, everything that God's entrusted you with, His property for a time, you can just let it sit. Just keep it how it is. Do nothing with it for the Lord. And so what are you doing with His property? Look at it with me. What are you doing with your time? With His time. Our times are in His hands. What are you doing with His time? Are you investing it for Him? Are you producing fruit for Him with your time? What are you doing with your talents? Your abilities? I love the acrostic SHAPE. S-H-A-P-E. I love that. That's a great little makeup of who you are. Let's let the S stand for spiritual gifts. If you're a believer, if you've already come to the Lord, then He's given you at least one, if not more. And maybe it'll be different at different times for whatever ministry He's calling you to. But He's given you at least one, if not more, spiritual gifts. They're all listed throughout Scripture. There's many of them. And so, you all have a shape. I have a shape. You've got a set of spiritual gifts that are God's. He's entrusted them to you. And then the H stands for heart. He's given you a heart for something. You have a passion for something. That's not from you. You didn't make that up. You didn't say, oh, I'm going to start loving this. God wired that passion into your heart. He made you with that. He put that passion deep within you for something. The things that you love, that you're passionate about. He did that. That's His heart, not yours. He's entrusted you with spiritual gifts and a heart, a passion for something. The A stands for abilities. What we're talking about right here, talents. He's given you special abilities that nobody else has in certain areas. And those are His. Those are His talents. He's just entrusted you with those. He's given you a personality, is your P. He's given you a certain types. There's different types of personalities. He made you with the personality He wants you to have. He's given you experiences as your E. You've been through different things in your life. And this all makes up a lot of who you are, your talents that He's entrusted to you. And so, I heard a sermon a long time ago by my mentor, Jay Wolf, years ago. And I remember he was talking about this, your shape that God has designed you with. And I'll never forget, he said, you know, you need to discover, develop, and deploy your shape, your gifts, who you are, who God made you to get. You need to discover it. You need to discover those spiritual gifts, that heart, those abilities, those your personality, those experiences. You need to discover it. You need to develop it. You need to be working on all those things. What? Putting them to work. Going at once, like this man did. Going for the increase. Putting it all to work for the Lord. Being faithful to Him with it all. Develop it. Discover who you are. Who God... Discover what He's entrusted you with. Develop it. And then deploy it. And then use it. Produce. With what He's got for you. You see it in the lives of some others. You ever heard of a guy named Tebow? Well, God's given him some special abilities in football, hasn't He? Well, he's taken that and he's used that and he's producing. And he'll put verses on his eye black and he's been a great witness for the world through talents, through abilities that are not his. The Lord has entrusted some of these things and I would say he's producing. There's another guy, he's passed away now, his name was Larry Burkett. Some of you guys might know about him. But a long time ago, I used to listen to some Christian radio, and he taught me through the radio about budgeting and all this. And he had a ministry called Christian Financial Concepts. Well, that was his heart, was finances, and that was his gift and his abilities. And that was how the Lord had entrusted him with some things. And he took all that and he produced. He used it all for the Lord. Those are just a couple of examples. What are you supposed to be producing with God's property? How many ministries are out there that are sitting dormant because we might be letting it sit? We may have dug a hole and it's just sitting there. Because we're listening to somebody in our past, in our life, that said, oh, you're not good at that, are you? Instead of listening to the voice of truth, God's voice. And how He's telling us to be faithful in producing. And so, how's your time? His time that He's entrusted you with. What about the talents He's entrusted you with? What are you doing with those? What about the treasures that He's entrusted you with? Resources. You know, this one's obvious. When it's obvious that none of our resources, none of our treasures are ours. A number of years ago, Allison's step-grandmother passed away, and this just really hit me. We all went over to her house and just started going through her house and taking everything. Whatever you wanted, just go take it. She didn't take anything with her. It's obvious that none of your possessions are yours. They're all His. It's just some property He's entrusted you with for a time. It's His property. What are you doing with your treasures, with your resources? His resources, His treasures. Do you hold them or do they hold you? Don't be like that young rich man Jesus talked to. His possessions were holding him. Jesus laid it all on the line and said, if you really want to follow me, go sell all your possessions and come and follow me. And he went away sad. His possessions held him. He thought those were his possessions. And he clung to them. Instead of realizing that they're all the Lord's and clinging to Him. How are you using your possessions? Are you producing with your possessions, your finances, your resources, the things you own, your relationships, your spouse? That's His spouse, your children. Those are His children. It's all His. How are you doing taking care of His stuff, His wife, His husband, His children? How are you doing with it? Avoid the, resist the temptation. Don't use it for you. Don't use it for yourself, the property He's entrusted you with. Invest it for Him, for His kingdom. You don't want to be giving those accounts one day. You don't want to be standing before the Lord one day and saying, how did you use your resources? How did you use your finances? And you don't want to stand there and say, well, I spent it on myself. And my family, I spent it all on us. You what? My money? I could hear the Lord saying. My money, I entrusted it to you for a time. You what? That was mine. I just entrusted it to you. You were a manager. Where are all my tithes and offerings? You may be new at this. A tithe is a tenth. It means it's a tenth of your income. Whatever the Lord entrusts you with, it's a tenth of it. That's what a tithe is. Where are my tithes and offerings? Was this your best and your most? Or was this your leftovers? God has entrusted some of His property to you. What are you doing with it? And finally, be ready to settle accounts. This is the good news. You're still alive. You're right here. We can get ready right now. We can be like those first two who went at once. As soon as you stand up from your seat here this morning in this sanctuary, you can go at once and put it all to work for Him. Say, Lord, from now on I see it's all Yours. I'm Yours, it's all Yours, I'm putting it to work for You, I'm producing. You have that choice, you have that opportunity. The final point is be ready to settle accounts. I don't know when that time's coming for you, I don't know when it's coming for me. But you can go ahead and be ready to settle the accounts. We see that in verses 19 to 23. He comes back. It's time to give an account. And they go through and they share their accounts. And the man with five talents, he was ready. He said, look at what I produced for you. And the master, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You are faithful with a few things. Now I'm going to give you even more things. Enjoy my happiness. Enjoy your master's happiness. Same thing with the one that had two talents. Doesn't matter how many you have. It's the exact same answer. Because he produced. He invested it. He realized he was taking care of somebody else's property. And so they were ready to settle accounts. And now they're going to be entrusted with even more. But look, don't forget the man in verse 24. Don't forget his account. Time to settle up accounts. Then the man who had received the one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you're a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and I went off and I hid your talent in the ground. See, here it is. Here's what belongs to you. Here's what belongs to you. No increase, no production. Here's what you get. You entrusted me with. Here's what belongs to you. And God responds back to him, and God's telling him, you know, the man was saying, you know, I knew you're a hard man. You know, I was afraid. I knew, basically, the man is saying, I knew you were going to look for gain, and I was afraid. I knew you were going to, that's what he's saying. I knew you were going to look for gain, and I was afraid. But then the master says to him, or God who he represents says to him, you knew, and then what does he call him? You wicked and lazy servant. You should have invested it. You knew I was going to demand an account for my stuff, my property. You knew this was coming. You should have invested it. Wicked, lazy servant. You're not going to hear that one day, are you? I'm speaking to myself, T.I. I'm not going to hear that one day, am I? You're not going to hear that one day, are you? Let's hope not. Let's go at once. When we stand up from our seat from here, when Chris comes and leads us in a song, let's go at once and get right before the Lord and start talking to Him and get you a friendly fellowship and start praying over that sheet. Let's go at once. Let's don't let verses 28 to 30 happen to us. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray together. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Lord, thank you for your sober warnings. And thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Lord, I thank you that what a blessing, what an incredible adventure, Lord, that you have entrusted some of your property to us. Lord, you've given us a body, some time, talent, some treasure, some resources, a heart, Lord, some relationships, perhaps a spouse or perhaps some children or perhaps a mom or a dad, relationships in different circles, perhaps a workplace. Lord, you have entrusted some of your property to us. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, show us what we're doing with it. Show us how we're doing. Let us do what you just said in Lamentations and examine our ways. Show us ourselves. And let us turn to you. And Lord, help us. Help us to get better. Lord, help us to be ready to settle accounts. Maybe there's somebody here today who knows they are far from ready. Maybe there's somebody here today who feels like they're totally on the outside. They're They may feel like they're not even a servant of yours. They're not even in the household yet. Much less in using your property for your kingdom and your glory. Oh Lord, I thank you that your arms are open wide. Lord, that you are calling that one that you have said in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Oh Lord, if there's anyone here today who does not know you yet as Lord and Savior, who does not have a real and personal relationship with you, Lord, help them right now to come to you and say, "Lord, I want to be in the household. I want to be yours, Lord. I want to be your servant. I want to be your disciple. And Lord, I acknowledge my sinfulness. Lord, I know I've sinned against you. I know I am a sinner. I know your word says the penalty is death and hell. But Lord, I thank you. And Lord, the wages of sin is death, you tell me in your word. But Lord, I thank you that you came and you gave your life. You paid my death. You took my death penalty. You took my punishment on the cross. I believe you did that, Jesus. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you're God who came in the flesh. And I believe you took all my sins and you died for them. You took my punishment. And I believe you're raised from the dead. And so, Lord, I come to you right now and I call on you personally. And I say, save me from my sins. Come into my life. Lord, I want to be your child. I want to be in your household. I give you my life. And Lord, I actually realize from now on that it's all yours. Anyway, I just surrender it all to you, Lord. I'm yours. Lord, maybe there are others that want to connect, Lord, that believe you're leading them to this place to be their church home, Lord. Help them as Chris leads us, Lord, to step out of their seat, to say, "This is my fellowship. This is where God wants me." Help them to plug in here and be a member of your body of believers here, Lord. Lord, there are others that just need to make that commitment to you. There are others that just acknowledge right now that you've entrusted some of your property to them. And Lord, there are some that want to change what they've been doing to it with it. There are some that are ready to say, "Lord, I want to be ready to settle accounts." There are some that want to go at once, as soon as Chris begins this song, and be praying to you about, maybe with that friendly fellowship, about, Lord, how to just produce and use it all for you and your glory. Lord, help each of us to do what you're calling us to do. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if he's calling you to come to him, to join this church, or even just doing something in your life that you want to share, we invite you, as Chris leads us in this song, you come up to the front. You can share that with me. I can pray with you if you'd like, or you can pray at this altar if you need to, or you can pray as your seat. But you listen for the Lord's voice. You listen to what he's telling you, and you do whatever he tells you to, as Chris leads us.